Good evening, you're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at UBC. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up right away is, as always, a half hour of sketch comedy, The White Noise Show. And as always, there will be an after show, a half hour with myself as the host. Unfortunately, we don't have a special guest this week, but we will be playing some great music. And if you do have any questions about the show, anything at all, make sure you email them in to whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. You can also keep up with us on Facebook at White Noise UBC, and of course on Twitter at White Noise UBC. And you can always check out the best of all through the week on whitenoisecomedy.podbean.com, and you can subscribe to the show for a weekly downloaded podcast at citr.ca, or subscribe and follow at tunein.com. So without further ado, I think it's time for White Noise. Warning: the following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of White Noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and tonight's show is brought to you in part by Subway Restaurants. There for you when your mum stops packing your lunch. First up tonight, women are talking.
It has been forever since I've been ravished by a man.
I don't think I've ever been ravished.
You don't need a man to be ravished, darling.
Linda, for the last time, I am not going to sleep with you.
No, not me. We have the technology.
I'm not having sex with a robot.
No, you just need a rabbit.
That sounds even freakier.
She means, you know, one of those...
Are you trying to say a sex toy, Tilly? We're grown women, you can say it.
All right. You just need to get one of your own penis.
That seems a little like giving up.
No, quite the opposite. It offers you the freedom to move forward without the constraints of bodily desires clouding your mental focus.
But isn't it a bit sad?
No sadder than putting up with someone that irritates the shit out of you for the sake of occasional sexual gratification.
And it won't fart in the bed.
Some of the Japanese ones will.
All right, fine. You sold me. I will get one. Not the farting one, just a normal one. Maybe on the big side.
Hi, Linda. Hello, ladies.
Girls, this is my brother, Derek. Derek, this is Helen and Tilly. Oh, you've been shopping again. What have you bought this time?
Oh, nothing major.
Go on, that's not nothing. What's in the bag?
Well, I'm actually kind of excited. I bought this amazing gadget. It's called a fleshlight. It's basically a fake vagina.
You pervert, Derek! Oh!
Yeah, get a real girlfriend, you loser.
And that's what online ordering was meant for. Next up tonight, Elvis, is back to save the world, one terrorist at a time.
Welcome back, Elvis. How was your vacation?
Not bad. Went to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, eh? Hope you didn't do anything you shouldn't have.
I ate a lot of fries with mayo.
No, I mean, you know, the red light district and the drugs.
Why would I do that? You can do that in any city. I went to see Anne Frank's crib and some tulips.
Well, welcome back. For the next mission, we are pairing you up with another CIA operative. We can't get you any more MI6 agents.
Are they still butthurt about me accidentally killing John Lennon?
Yeah, they are pretty chapped. They are British, so they are just leaving passive-aggressive voicemails for me of them tutting loudly. But we get the message.
I get that. My grandpappy was British. When I broke his favorite lamp, his only reaction was to angrily burn cigarette holes.
In your possessions?
No. In my arms.
Damn, life in the Deep South was tough.
Still is.
Well, speaking of the South, your partner for this mission is none other than the legendary Dolly Parton.
Who?
You know, the singer.
Sing
a famous duet with Kenny Rogers?
Doesn't ring a bell.
She has her own theme park?
Do you mean Mickey Mouse?
No, she has huge tits.
Oh, Dolly Parton. I remember.
Good. So the plan is to airdrop you into the compound of notorious drug cartel leader Carl Punto. Your mission is to assassinate him and retrieve or destroy the estimated 200 kilos of cocaine currently stored in the compound.
So, if a tiny bit of this cocaine would happen to disappear, you guys wouldn't be too mad, right?
You're about to take on a ruthless and heavily armed gang, so whatever gets you through the mission.
Right on.
Elvis, meet Dolly Parton.
Hey, baby. You come here often?
You mean this CIA plane? No, not really.
That line works better in bars.
Elvis, can you concentrate, please?
I am concentrating. I'm staring at these boobs.
Dolly, you have to wear such a low-cut top?
Well, this was just a turtleneck when I put it on. It just stretched a little.
Looks fine to me.
Be quiet, Elvis. We're nearly at the drop zone. You'll have 4 hours to complete your mission. Your country's relying on you. And Elvis, try not to kill your partner this time.
Pardon? He did what?
We are at the drop zone. Prepare to drop.
Wait, what's this about him killing his partner?
Don't worry about that, Dolly. Worry about the horde of machine guns wielding drug dealers you're about to encounter.
Down to party.
Go, go, go.
Hallelujah.
Jolene!
Oh, I love this bit. Makes my balls tingle. What?
Sorry, my boobs were in my face. I said my cord isn't working.
Mine's working fine.
Ah, what am I gonna do?
Keep panicking. That's gonna help.
Phew, that worked.
Nice parachute. That ain't the one they gave you.
No, it's my bra. Works just as well.
Okay, I don't think anyone saw us land. Let's quietly make our way over to the side of the mansion.
Wow, I've never seen such an overuse of gold on a building, and I've been to Elton John's house.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The agony.
Oh. Oh, my God. Are you hit? Was it a sniper?
Nah, I stubbed my toe. Oh.
They heard us. Quick, behind this tree.
Who's there? I can see you. Yes, you, behind the tree. I can see your gold jumpsuit and your large breasts. Come out or I shoot.
Oh, damn.
Leave this to me. Hello there, senor. I'm Dolly.
Yes, the stripper we ordered. You don't look anything like your picture.
Well, why don't you come take a closer look?
Oh, God, my insides.
Is he dead?
No, he's just air drying his entrails, Elvis.
Ah, I see. Man, Mexicans are so weird.
Shut up and scale the wall, Elvis. Look at them all. Such debauchery. I bet those girls are prostitutes, and look at all the drugs they're doing openly.
Yeah, this looks awesome.
You see that guy with all the gold jewelry on?
The one in the high chair?
That's a child.
Damn, gang leaders are getting younger and younger.
No, he's not. Forget it. Just be quiet, Elvis. Here, play with this Rubik's Cube.
Oh, nice. I used to have one of these.
Did you ever complete it?
Nah, I came real close once, but I ended up shooting it instead.
Well, try this one. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right, so if I do this, then that. All the blue are on one side. I'm done. Oh, wait, there's five other sides. Oh, forget this. Oh, hi, everyone. And who are you, uninvited guest in my child's first birthday? My name is Elvis Presley, and that woman sneaking up behind you, that's Dolly Parton.
Thanks, Elvis.
Wait a minute. Elvis Presley and Dolly Parton? Hell yeah. Holy shit, we'll sit down. Have something to drink. Thanks, Mr. Punto. Call me Cal. Jose, get Mr. Parton a Lion Coke and put a handgun in the gun pile on my bed.
Make it a double.
So what brings you to my humble home? We were sent here to kill you. Elvis, you're so funny. Now sing, or I'll cut off your balls. What song? Sing my favorite. I'm a little teapot. Okay. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my handle. Here's my fully automatic. Adios, assholes.
What are we gonna do with this baby?
CIA property now. We'll just leave him in the evidence room. And that baby grew up to be me. Just kidding. My dad didn't have the grades to be a drug dealer.
Next up tonight is the hit American game show, The Hot Seat. Enjoy.
To the most exhilarating game show since your family or a sports car. It's the Hot Seat. The game is simple. Answer as many questions as you can before our patented hot seats gets too hot to sit in. there are bonus marks for blisters. Tonight's first contestant is Henrietta from Windsor, Ontario.
Hi, Kendra. It's so exciting to be here. I'm a huge fan.
Well, I wasn't going to mention your weight, but as you brought it up first. And what is the subject you have chosen to be quizzed on?
Russian literature between 1833 and 1870.
Sorry, I haven't got any questions on that. What was your second choice?
Celebrity couples.
Perfect. Now, just before we start, just want to check. Everybody here signed the liability waivers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Alrighty then, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, heat the seat. First question. Which freak was Drew Barrymore once married to?
Tom Green.
Correct. When Madonna was still hot, who was she married to?
Sean Penn.
Correct again. Now, which rocker husband did not give Pamela Anderson hepatitis?
Kid Rock.
Wow, correct. That answer surprised me. Now, okay, Nicolas Cage tricked which music legend's daughter into marrying him?
Elvis Presley's daughter! I'm done! No more!
Okay, well done, Henrietta. That was four correct answers. Next up is Fabian from Prince George, BC.
Hello.
And what's your chosen subject, Fabian?
Ancient Greek architecture.
You're joking, right? Try again.
My second choice is Harry Potter trivia.
Oh, thank you. Okay, and would everyone else take note and stop asking for such ridiculous subjects? Thank you. I have to write these questions, and some of us didn't go to a fancy community college, okay? Now, are you ready, Fabian?
Yeah.
All right, start the hot seat. Who was Harry Potter's rival?
Oh, that's easy. A Draco Malfoy.
No, it was Lord Voldemort. Okay. Next. Who was Mrs. Weasley's favorite child?
What? Ron?
Did you even read the book? It is clearly Charlie. Now, which book does Hermione get caught in?
The Goblet of Fire!
Ew! No, it's the Deathly Hallows when she turns 18, you pedo. Okay. What was the last thing that Dumbledore said?
Oh, that's easy. Severus, please.
No. It was when he hit the ground. Come on, baby. Sort it out. Okay. Which one was best?
The Prisoner of... I'm done. No more.
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't the Prisoner of... It was the Prisoner of Azkaban. Unlucky, Fabian. Now, please go see the nice lady in the first A10. She will stop the agony. Now, our last contestant is Alan from Halifax. Welcome, Alan.
Hi, Kendra.
And what's your chosen topic, Alan?
I will have human anatomy, please.
Oh, okay. But just so you know, I only have genitalia-related questions.
Even better.
Okay, let's heat the seat. Alan, the word clitoris is Greek for...
divine and goddess-like.
Oh, correct. Now, penis... is Latin for...
tail.
Correct again! Okay, what is the most varied part of the female genitalia?
The labia.
Wow! Correct! Okay, next question. Who is statistically more likely to masturbate? Married or single people?
Easy. Married people.
Wow! Correct! One more for the win, Alan! Okay. Smoking can shorten your penis by how much?
That would have to be a centimeter.
Correct! You win, Alan! Congratulations! A well-played game. Wait, Alan, you're on fire! Your pants are on fire! How are you not feeling that?
I'm a paraplegic. I came in on a wheelchair, Kendra.
Oh my god, I just thought you had a dodgy knee. Move now!
All right, calm down. I wore my old jeans on purpose.
Well, there you have it. Alan is our hot seat champion this week. He gets the top prize, the Starbucks gift card. A big thanks to all our other contestants. They go home with a bottle of moisturizer. Join us again for more Hot Seat.
Thank you, Kendra. I love a good quiz show. That was brought to you in part by greetings cards. There's $5 you'll never see again. Next up tonight is a third piece about school. For some, it was the best days of their lives. because they suck at being adults.
Hello, Mr. Neville. Thank you for coming in. Please, take a seat.
Okay, which one is it? I bet it's Jenny. She's always in trouble. Has she been fighting again?
No, nothing like that.
She kicked the shit out of that last teacher.
No, yeah, I know. That was hilarious. But no, it's about your youngest, Harry.
Harry? But he's a good one. All the teachers love him.
Well, you see, that's it. One of his teachers, Mr. Collins, has informed me that Harry is dressing too sexy.
Pardon?
Harry is, how can I put this?
What are you saying?
I'm saying Mr. Collins is finding it very difficult to teach with that gorgeous son of yours just flaunting his perfect pecs in front of him. I mean, Harry needs to cover up.
Shouldn't Mr. Collins be the one controlling himself?
It's not just Mr. Collins, it's the janitor, it's the PE teacher, it's the women in his class. They're all gagging for it.
Well, I really think that is their problem, not his.
I really wish it was, Mr. Neville, but you have to understand, Mr. Collins and these girls are just unable to control themselves. They are giving in to their impulses. Haven't you ever been turned on by a sexy young boy?
No, but if I was, I would keep it to myself. What is Mr. Collins' first name? I'd like a word with him.
I'm sorry, but I really can't divulge that information.
Why not?
Because I don't really know what his name is. I think it might be Errol. Oh, that can't be right.
Look, this is ridiculous. My son should not be made to feel ashamed of himself because your staff are a bunch of pervs.
They are not pervs. The inquiry proved that beyond doubt, Mr. Neville. Now, if you would just have Harry put on a nice sweater and some jeans to cover up those lovely muscular glutes, everything will be fine.
No, Harry is free to express himself as he sees fit. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must get back to work. Those assless chaps won't sell themselves.
Next up tonight, a couple is breaking up.
Darling, I'm afraid it's over.
No, it isn't. I still have to wax your front.
No, I mean, we're over.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
You can't break up with me.
Why not?
Because I'm out of your league. It wouldn't make any sense.
You're not out of my league.
Yes, I am. Look at that belly of yours. And now compare it to my tits. Which is better?
Yeah, I'm a bit soft around the middle, but look at the size of my biceps.
Great, I'll just trade you in for a forklift.
Well, I can play piano. You're not musical.
Playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star isn't exactly an aphrodisiac. Sorry.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe we do have a good thing going here.
You have a good thing going here, you mean?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Oscar.
Yeah?
I'm breaking up with you.
What? How could you?
Unlucky Oscar. I hate it when someone takes a dump on me from a great height. I also hate being broken up with. Next up tonight is Fame Academy.
Good evening, I'm Hannah Lumley, and tonight I'm joined by Gwendolyn Davis, who is attempting to become the world's most famous Reddit karma whore. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Hannah.
So, Gwen, I'm led to believe that doesn't mean a whore in the conventional sense.
No, not at all. This isn't about selling your body. Well, you can do that on Reddit Gone Wild, but I have a little bit more self-respect than that. Plus, I only got 4 upvotes the one time I did try it. No, it's about using whatever means necessary to gain the most Reddit points available, which would place me top of the all-time leaderboard and Reddit folklore.
How do you gain these points?
Reposts, mainly. The occasional piece of original content, messed up car accidents do well, Illuminati and Jewish conspiracy theories also go down a storm. Anything that gets basement-dwelling neckbeards frothing at the mouth.
And are these points worth money?
Oh, no. They mean absolutely nothing.
Then why bother?
For the glory. The same reason the Yankees get out of bed in the morning.
They get paid millions of dollars.
I have sponsorship, too. My mom gives me $50 a week.
Do you have any advice for any youngsters considering taking up karma whoring?
Absolutely. It's about being popular, not being right. Just post and push the most common ideas and beliefs, ignoring rational but unconventional thought, and embrace the common denominator. It's not what you think. It's what everyone else thinks.
Thank you, Gwen. Join us again for more Fame Academy.
Thank you, Hannah and Gwen. Next up tonight is a historical piece.
King Priam, the Greeks have abandoned the city gates and have left a giant wooden horse as a gift of peace.
What?
A giant wooden horse.
What the hell would we need that for?
It might look nice in your garden.
No, really. Why couldn't they have just left us a nice bottle of wine or some cigars? What the hell do I need a giant horse for?
Didn't you comment on how nice Agamemnon's was when we were in Athens for Homer's 21st birthday?
Yeah, but I was only being polite. You kept pointing at the damn thing.
Well, what are we going to do with this one?
I don't know. Just bring it in and, I don't know, put it in the town square. We'll just tell the citizens that we like the stupid thing. It might make them forgive us, you know, for sending all their sons to die in the war. I mean, especially as it was caused by, you know, my son not being able to keep it in his pants.
War is futile. There is no joke there. War is bloody futile. Next up tonight, Carl and Neil are back with more criminal content. Alright, Carl, here's the plan. We buy one bottle of cologne, we water it down, put it in 30 bottles, sell them for a profit.
Oh.
What?
Nothing, it's just that that actually might work.
What does that mean?
It's just, usually your plans are kind of crap.
I know. I'm a little scared. Okay, Carl. When I give the signal, spray a little on my wrist.
But I don't need to sneeze right now.
The cologne.
Oh, I see. Sneeze on the cologne.
Just be quiet and go stand over there.
Righto.
Come and get it. Hugo Boss. Look like a boss. Smell like a boss. Hello, young sir. You look like you have trouble with the ladies.
Oh!
Bloody hell. That hurt. Excuse me, fine sir. Would you like to try some well-priced aftershave?
Yes, but spray it on yourself so I can smell it. I don't want to reek of it if it's intolerable.
Right you are, sir. See, it's the finest German cologne. Hi, Burns! Quarter! Quick, Jesus Christ, Carl, what the hell did you gun it with?
Bleach, of course. Keeps it fresh.
Oh, Carl! Will they ever learn? I very much doubt it.
Next up tonight is a third piece out of Idaho. I thought they only did potatoes.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Expensive Errol's Cheap Jewelry Store. How may I help you?
Hi there. I'm looking for a ring.
For what occasion? Actually, let me guess. It's for your stepmother's 50th birthday.
No.
Oh, I'll give up then.
It's for my girlfriend.
Oh, right. Never have guessed that.
I want to get her something that says, I love you. But we haven't been going out for long enough for me to propose to her. So I was thinking a promise ring.
How long have you been dating?
6 months.
No, too soon, buddy. What you need is a pencil you in ring.
Oh, what?
It's one step below the promise ring. It says, I really like you, I think.
Oh, right.
Does that correctly represent how you're feeling?
Yeah, that's right on the money.
Speaking of which, what's your budget?
I was thinking around $100.
Oh, nice. You can buy the whole collection for that. Let's start with this one.
Okay. Yeah, not bad. What's it made of?
Paper clips.
Do you have anything a bit more natural?
Oh, try this.
Oh, that's nice. What do you call that?
String.
Oh, that might be the one.
Hold your horses, hang on. Have a look at this beauty.
Oh my goodness. You're right, look at that.
Huh?
It's perfect.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
That, sir, is the finest tinfoil available on today's market. It's conflict tinfoil. It comes out of the Congo, but it's all right. I know a guy who knows a warlord.
Perfect. How much?
Don't worry about it. Just give me your wallet. I will give you the ring and,
Hortensia.
And Hortensia will give you her heart, unless you change your mind later.
Deal. Oh, I can't wait to see the look on her face when I don't get down on one knee and make a non-committal expression of my love.
Oh, romance has never been more alive, sir.
Wow, 6 months. My relationships don't usually last 6 hours, mainly because hookers charge by the hour. Next up tonight, a man is trying to buy something.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
Hi there. I'm looking to purchase a conscience.
Okay. Do you want a strong one or a weak one?
Not too strong. I mean, I don't want to worry about people in the third world or anything. I just don't want to be a dick anymore.
Well, we could start you out with the Ayn Rand.
What's that like?
You will have a strong level of care for yourself, a vague level of care for your closest friends, and then a fuck the rest attitude.
I think if I'm going to pay all this money, I should get one that is, you know, a little bit better quality than that.
Fair enough. How about the Machiavelli?
Ooh, I do like Italian.
This one is a blend of particularism that allows one to follow a fluid narrative of right and wrong to reach an optimal potential of success in life.
Sounds a bit complicated for me.
Then how about the Forrest Gump?
Ooh, that sounds more my level.
The Gump allows you to live life to the fullest without knowing what the hell is actually going on.
Does it come in white?
It only comes in white.
Maybe show me one more.
How about the Tony Blair?
Explain.
You will try your best, you will think you are doing the right thing, but then it will turn out to be a complete disaster.
I think I'll take the Forrest Gump.
They always do.
I don't want to buy a conscience. Take enough antidepressants as it is. Last up tonight is alternative theatre piece, Hipster Heartbreak.
Hey, dude, we really need to, like, talk.
Talk? That is so mainstream.
Yeah, but we need to.
I'm kind of busy. I'm recording rare DVDs on a Betamax. It's making a comeback, you know?
Well, this is more important.
I doubt it. And anyway, after this, I'm brewing some amazing mead.
Please, just listen.
Fine, what is it?
I'm breaking up with you.
What? Why?
You're just not hipster enough for me.
You're joking, right? Me? Not hipster enough? I was the first guy to drink PBR.
No, you weren't. That beer's like 150 years old.
Well, I totally brought in Paisley.
Really? I don't remember your fashion career.
Well, I can change. I could be a better hipster. I could wear more plaid. I could bake gluten-free. I could grow a terrible mustache. I promise.
It's not enough, Kane. I'm sorry.
What about all the ultimate frisbee we shared? The improv comedy nights? The vegan dinners? The 12 hours of feminist monologues?
It's not enough.
How can you do this to me?
What? You knew what I was like when we met.
What you were like? I was an accountant for a large law firm with a 6-figure income. I had it all until that fateful night when I stumbled across your one-woman show. But I gave it all up in that instant as I became enchanted by you. And I moved into this weird shed living space.
Hey, guys. Can I borrow some sage?
Could you just give us 10 minutes, Tess.
It's my room, too.
Oh, I know. We hear you. Look, Hannah, I became what I thought you wanted me to be so we could be together. So just tell me what to do.
It's over, Kane. I've fallen for another.
Who is he?
Oh, don't worry about it. It's someone you've never heard of.
Give it some time, give it some time. Unlucky Kane, I've been there too. I once got a tattoo for a woman's affection. I don't even like butterflies. That's the end of our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, starring the voice talents of Connor Neckleput, Sierra Wiley, Caitlin Docking, Ashley Fallis, Dor Tabby, Dottie Davis and Simon Welton. Music and sound effects by Max Cheers.
you go. That was the White Noise Show. My name is Simon Welton, and I'll be with you for the White Noise After Show coming up in the next half hour. So, yeah, that was the show. And if you do have any questions about what we do, anything we do with anything to do with the White Noise Show, anything for me, just send them in. whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. If there isn't, that's fine too. We'll just play some cracking music for you. And I'm going to start you off with a new artist we just got in the studio called Zabin. This is off of the album Darling, and this is called C'est La Vie. And I'm really digging this one. I hope you do too. So yeah, check it out.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Fashion. We asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know. say even someone buys it for yourself.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
at Dunkin' Donuts each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
All right, there you go. That was just before the advert. That was Lizzie Mercier-Desclou with Fire, surprise, surprise. And that actually was originally recorded in 1979. It's part of a re-release they've just done called Press Color. Really cool sort of new wave, you know, almost a bit Blondie is the first thing that popped into my head. I definitely was enjoying that. Man, you can't help dancing to that one. All right, so coming up next is a really cool artist called Teen Days. And this is another new release. This is called Valley of the Gardens. And I'm sure I can't be the only one who, when they hear the first bit, just thinks, Blackadder, Blackadder. Maybe not. Maybe you haven't seen it, but you should if you haven't. Blackadder's bloody awesome. But anyway, here it is, Valley of Gardens.
Sit at home, watching unfold all you had tied up, true love decay. He caught the pilot.
Minister for Magic, it gives me great pleasure to welcome each and every one of you to the final of the 422nd Quidditch World Cup. Let the match begin!
That's right, UBC has a Quidditch team and we're the fastest ones yet. Come join us at practice every Thursday at 5 and Sunday at 12 to show us your house pride. You can also get on our level with our Quidditch swag. We have bro tanks, t-shirts and sunglasses, all which go towards getting us to the World Cup. Not sure where to find the snitch? Well, like us on Facebook or check out our website at ubcquidditch.com and we'll be more helpful than you'll remember all. And remember, we want a nice clean game from all of you.
All right, so you're back with me, Simon Welton, on the CITR 101.9 FM. Just before the advert, that was Brianna Morella with Danny. I hope that one didn't put you into a sleep. It's really nice, mellow stuff. It's actually recorded up in Iceland, and I think there is definitely a reflection of that in the music. But very, very mellow. We are going to bring up the tempo again now with Ariane Moffat, and this song is called Miami, so I hope you enjoy.
Shining them be the one I held home for. And how shall I seek in the mist the one who passes through back doors? And way out in the fields out of town, will I bump into a true door? Will he sings to the fledgling stocks or corn the row under the clouds down? Passes through a darkened door, and way out in the fields, out of town, I bump into a troubadour. In a hut, pull the next turn of stone, and I howl I can't take anymore. When your heart is in Rome, when your scent is a thing that roams, when you're tapping on a tap down phone, Grecians in a keys back row, don't follow all the men who drown. When you're old and you're cold and abandoned, you shall feign the feeling of abandoned, and you're really just stuck in the fandom of a period of time. Oh, who takes the parts of my falling home? Who hears the passes I fold myself into your songs? You were old
and cold and abandoned. You shall feign the feeling of abandoned, and you're really just stuck in the phantom of a period of time. A period of time. A period of time. A period of time. A period of time.
All right, that was local band Frog Eyes with In a Hut. Coming up next is the last track of the White Noise After Show. My name is Simon Welton. I've been with you this week, and I'm actually staying on for a little bit longer. We're actually going to be here for another hour, filling in for the Synaptic Sandwich, which usually comes afterwards. So I'm going to leave you this end of this show with one track, though, because, you know, it's still different shows, so we're going to keep them separate. And I'm going to leave you with a track from a band who are actually not from somewhere not far from where I'm from. They're from Liverpool in England. They are the Wombats, and this track's called English Summer. It's off their last release, Glitterbug. They come here every now and then. I do recommend seeing them if you get a chance. They're cheap and they're brilliant. So yeah, check this one out. It's called English Summer.